Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand.
Oh, yeah, he's back. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. We're a little, we're going to stay on time here, but we are into hour two, 10 after the hour. It is the Rod Peterson Show, episode number 249 of Canada's Morning Sports Talk Show. Big breaking news as Darren Dupont joins us back in the bunker. Who broke the story? Was it Dunk?
Well, Sportsnet PR put it out.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, Sportsnet PR put it out on their feeds. They're pretty excited to have him for the NHL playoffs.
Chris Cuthbert.
Be a part of hockey.
Is leaving TSN for Sportsnet. So I don't know how many years. 16 Grey Cups, they said Cuthbert's called on TSN.
Pretty impressive. And then
20 plus years. I think it's closer to 30 years calling CFL games. Chris Cuthbert moving to Sportsnet. So I'm not like.
It's big.
It's huge.
That three down article, you know, talked about there hasn't been a Grey Cup that either Chris Cuthbert or Mark Lee that they haven't called since 1995.
Right.
It's been one of those two calling the Grey Cup. That's pretty. That's a lot of longevity and familiar voices that the CFL has had. There's a big void, big hole to fill.
Oh, here it is. Award-winning broadcaster Chris Cuthbert joined Sportsnet's NHL team. It's at sportsnet.ca. So Cuthbert steals all of the thunder on this Friday, of which there's not a lot anyways. But congratulations to him.
Oh, yeah.
And to Sportsnet for landing. Sarash and I agreed, the number one play caller in the land. Do we have Morley Scott ready? Okay, let's bring him in now. Morley, thanks for joining us from Edmonton. He is the voice of the Edmonton Eskimos, no stranger to Mike Kelly. So, Morley, you got to follow that up, that act there with Coach Kelly. How you doing, man?
To follow, man. Thanks for that.
Well, and you're a talker, too. Well, we like to have talkers on this show. What did you think when you saw Cuthbert leaving TSN to Sportsnet? What was your first thought?
Shock. My first thought is good for him, because I know he loves the CFL. He loves hockey. He's an iconic voice in Canada as far as broadcasting goes. Great for him because it's clearly what he wants to do. But my first thought was, man, it's a bad day for football. It's a bad day for football because he is, for thousands and thousands of Canadians, the voice of the Canadian Football League. He's the guy who brought us all those great cups, who brings us those Friday night games, those Saturday night games, whatever the case may be. I'm going to really miss seeing him along the trail during the CFL season, because there's not a better guy to talk to. There's not a better guy to share ideas with. There's not a better guy to get, to get ideas from. I know he's a guy who, when I was up for the Eskimo job coming up 11 years ago, I know he said some good things to the right people about me, and I'll always be thankful for that. And I'm going to miss him around the Canadian Football League. That was what hit me first. Happy for him, obviously, but man, it's a bad day for football.
Well, and a major CFL backer, by the way. I mean, TSN takes a lot of flack for not promoting the CFL enough per se versus the NHL, Raptors, or even NFL, but that's not fair. The guys at TSN love the CFL, and Chris Cuthbert leads the way on that. So you're right. Anything on that? More on that before we switch gears to actual CFL talk?
No, I'm going to be happy when hockey comes back to see Chris Cuthbert doing games on Saturday night. That's going to be fantastic. Right. You know, there's a flip side to this that's good for the sports fan too, right? It's not just, we're not just talking about the football. If we switch it to the hockey side of things, it's going to be great to see him doing Hockey Night in Canada again, because again, an iconic voice. He's called so many big hockey games. And of course, you go back to the Vancouver Olympics and the Golden Goal and, you know, that all those great playoff games he's broadcast. It's going to be great to see him on a regular basis. It was always cool when we got those MSNBC games and it was him doing games. And I thought, oh, it's cool. We get to listen to Chris do hockey tonight, which is something we haven't been able to do on a regular basis. And now we will. So there's the bright side.
Amazing, too. I was watching the classic game of the 94 Stanley Cup Game 7, Canucks at Rangers. He's calling it on CBC. So he's literally the soundtrack for a generation in this country. Yes. Before I do get to the CFL talk and how it relates to the Eskimos, Morty, you're still working, I see, right? You're doing your sports updates and stuff like that. How are you filling time on 6:30, Chad?
You know what? I'm actually surprised because today was my 49th day doing morning sports from my home office here in South Edmonton. There's been no scores, Rod, but there's been no shortage of stories. There's been some great stories to talk about. We've kind of changed our MO a little bit, and we've gone in depth with a little more personality. We've, you know, played some longer clips, and, you know, we obviously haven't had scores to talk about, but that doesn't mean the sports news isn't out there. That doesn't mean there's not things to talk about. I mean, I have only, you know, you've got 2 hours to fill every day. That's a lot tougher than my 3 minutes every half hour from 5:30 in the morning to 9 o'clock in the morning. So it's a little tougher, but it surprised me a bit. There's been no shortage of things. I've never sat at my computer wondering, oh, I got another minute to fill here. How am I going to do it? It's always been, to a lot of extent, I got to cut this out. I got to cut that out. I got to make this clip shorter. So, it's been okay. I miss people though. I never thought I'd say that, but I miss people. I miss seeing people at work. I miss, you know, we have, there's two hosts of our morning show. One of them is at the studio still working. He's there. And Shay Ganim and Chelsea Bird is at her home working. We don't see each other. I haven't seen them for coming up on 3 months now. I don't see anyone other than when we do a Zoom call once in a while, but that's about it. I do miss people. I can't wait for it to get back to normal. I don't know when that's going to be, but I'm certainly looking forward to it.
I bet, as are Eskimos fans, with you being the voice of the Edmonton Eskimos. You can imagine how it's going over here in Saskatchewan, where we don't have an NHL team to be glum about. Like, I swear, Morley, once the training camp was paused, once that started, that's when it hit home for people here. You know, you've been going through it since the Oilers, you know, were paused after that loss to the Jets on home ice. But with the Eskimos, with Scott Milanovich there, we've had Trevor Harris on the air. Major optimism in Edmonton, right, with the green and gold this year.
Has to be, yeah. Yeah, for sure. I think that GM Brock Sunderland's gone out. He's addressed a few of the shortcomings of the team over the off season, which turned out to be obviously a lot longer than anybody wants it to be. But, yeah, I'm excited. You know, you can never tell how a CFL team's going to be. You know the players who were in the CFL last year or years before that have joined the team. But there's so many guys who you really honestly don't know who they are or where they come from, and they step in and they make an impact right away. And you think, you know, just off the top of my head from Eskimos in the past 10 years, you think of guys like J.C. Sherritt and Dexter McCoil and guys who show up and you don't really know who they are or know what to expect from them. They end up becoming big stars in this league. And in J.C. Sherritt's case, you know, a longtime member and one of the most popular players ever in Eskimo colors. So, you know, I think that's where it swings for a lot of teams, what kind of players that the GMs and their scouting staffs can find that are those impact players that we don't know about, you know. And as far as what we do know about, the Eskimos, I think, have made some good additions to their club this year. Scott Milanovich, you know, I like Jason Moss. I think that he's a brilliant offensive mind, and I think he does great things as an offensive coordinator. But it was pretty clear to me anyway that it was time for a change in Edmonton, and that, you know, Jason Moss is a good coach. I want to say that first and foremost. But a change is sometimes as good as a rest, as they say. And I think Scott Milanovich has really breathed some new life into everybody as far as the Eskimos go, especially offensively. And when you break it down, I think Milanovich was almost the only guy the Eskimos could hire to replace Moss that would keep Trevor Harris happy, because Harris knows Milanovich. He has worked with him before, and he was very fond of him. And I know Harris was a backer of Jason Moss. He talked openly about how he wanted Moss to return and how he enjoyed working with Jason Moss. So having Scott Milanovich come in kind of soothes that a little bit. And there's a lot of excitement ahead, I think, for the Eskimos. Every player I have talked to since the announcement is excited to work for Scott Milanovich.
Well, I'll tell you what, another kick to the shins is the fact that it was supposed to be Friday Night Football, Winnipeg at Saskatchewan tonight, and then Calgary at BC. So it would have been Jason Moss's first game as offensive coordinator at home for the fans to see him on the SaskTel Maxtron and stuff, calling plays from probably upstairs. So let me ask you this, on behalf of the Rider Nation, what are the Riders getting in Jason Moss? Was he unfairly maligned in Edmonton as head coach, or was he miscast in the role? You know, will he be a better offensive coordinator than head coach?
He's a great offensive coordinator. I don't think there's any doubt about that in my mind. I think his two best years were the years where he was an offensive coordinator with the Eskimos. He still called plays last year, I believe, with Jordan Maksimek. But he's a guy who gets involved in everything, and he's so passionate about everything, and he wants to know about everything. And I think when he had the opportunity to step away from the OC role and just be a head coach, he was much better on the sidelines. I think he was miscast a little bit because of his, I don't know what we call him, his sideline antics. I think that he became good TV, too good TV, and I think he was on too much. And I think TSN was waiting for him and put him on. And I think every time he did something out of the ordinary, it was obviously on TV. And I think that hurt his reputation. It's not fair, but that's the way it shook down. So he's a good offensive coordinator. I don't think there's any doubt about that. And I think the offensive players on the Saskatchewan Roughriders, if they haven't already, have through their meetings and talking with him, will learn that just how creative he is, just how much of a great football mind he is, and just how much his passion affects your passion. I mean, we'd sit with him before every game in our booth, you know, to do our pregame interview, but we'd talk a lot. And I mean, every time we had those conversations, his passion would bubble over and he would get excited about the game and he would get us excited about the game. And, you know, we still have 24 hours to wait, but you want not only just to broadcast the game right now, you thought you could go play it right now. He's just that kind of a passionate person.
Well, I'm laughing or smiling, Morley, because remember that day you and Dave Campbell had Chris Jones in there doing the same thing with Jones. And I came and burst into your booth, kind of like Kramer into Jerry Seinfeld's apartment. And I got right in the middle of your interview with Jones. And he gave me this look like I was a speck of dirt on the bottom of his shoe. And I'm like, that's Don Matthews. I know that look.
do you he learned those? At the foot of Don Matthews. There's no doubt about that. We in those conversations that we had, and that was our time, Rod. That's why he gave you that look, right?
So, oh yeah.
he often in those talks talked about Don Matthews and what an impact he was on him, and he often talked about, you know, Don Matthews and Bill Parcells. It was kind of cool when we'd ask Chris Jones a question, and he'd say, "Well, you know what? I called Coach Parcells this week to ask him about that. Here's what he told me." And you know, those are two guys cut from the same cloth, and Chris Jones is cut from that cloth as well. So, yeah, you're right there. Don Matthews for sure.
So further down that Moz line, of any snaps that James Franklin took with the Eskimos, you called them. So what have the Riders signed there? The Eskimos' James Franklin, who won games in Mike Riley's absence, or the Argos' James Franklin that struggle to move the ball and find receivers?
I think that depends on James Franklin and his frame of mind and how he goes. And I hope he can clear his mind and just forget about everything and just really wrap himself around a fresh start, because that's what he's going to get. I think James Franklin is an extremely talented quarterback. And every time he stepped in, he did well, save for a Labor Day game in Calgary where, you know, I think maybe the bright lights got to him. I think that was his rookie season, too. I think maybe the bright lights got to him a little bit in that one. But, I mean, he's a smart kid. He's a passionate kid. He's the politest guy you'll ever interview. Yes, sir. No, sir. To every answer, it seemed. And I think with Jason Moss working with him, he'll be able to recapture or capture what he had in the past. And I think he's more than a capable backup. I was kind of hoping that the Eskimos may be able to bring him back as a free agent and get him as a backup and trying to get him back on track to where he was here. But he's found a home in Saskatchewan about 3 or 4 years later after most Saskatchewan fans thought he would find a home in Saskatchewan. But he found a home in Saskatchewan. And I think working with Jason Moss will do wonders for James Franklin again.
Well, when they say be careful what you wish for, Rider fans do now have him, as you say, three, four years after, you know, when they thought they were getting him. So we'll see how it goes. Morley, we will let you run. I'm enjoying following what you do. Glad to see you stay safe out there. And Grandpa Morley, right? I mean, that's pretty exciting, too.
Yeah. Little Milo was born 3 months ago. I haven't held him since the first week of his life because of the world we live in right now. And Grandpa is mostly just on FaceTime and from 6 feet away, but we're looking forward to getting to know Milo a little bit better as this thing comes to an end, hopefully very soon.
Lots of catching up to do when you do. Morley, thanks for the time, my friend. Keep in touch.
All right, Rod. Thank you very much. Stay safe, everybody.
The voice of the Edmonton Eskimos, Morley Scott. Hi, Dupes.
Hi.
He's here. You want to show him?
There you go.
We have to break, come back, sports update, Milt Stegall, and then we'll get into the stuff that you and I want to talk about.
Perfect.
Okay. It's the Rod Peterson Show, episode 249 of Canada's Morning Sports Talk Show. We'll be right back in the bunker on Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
It's time to change the way we do business.
Because it's time to focus on staying safe and staying healthy.
At Capital GMC, we've taken steps to help customers who are buying, selling, and servicing vehicles.
It's time to shop online, test drive from home, or let us know if you need service work.
We'll pick up your vehicle and return it to you when it's fixed at no extra charge.
It's time to serve our community.
It's time to flatten the curve.
Join us online at capitalgmc.ca.
Stay safe,
be kind to each other,
and wash your hands.
I've chased adrenaline my entire life. But I'm talking fourth quarter, monster hit, crowd losing it. Nothing beats the energy of a rush game.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
This isn't just a beer. This is a double-aged, never-back-down, full-of-heart Western beer. This is a beer brewed by 16 guys who risked it all. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Nat, what are the top 5 reasons people come to Suds?
Number 5. Our advanced technology protects your finish and keeps your car clean longer. Number 4. We knock off the snow and ice and towel dry to prevent freeze-up. Number 3. Our famous Suds Ultimate thoroughly cleans your car's interior. Number 2. You never need an appointment and you get a showroom shine. And the number 1 reason, we treat our customers like family.
Treat yourself and your car to a Suds full-service car wash.
Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Welcome back, everybody, on this Friday morning, what we call Football Friday. The parade of guests continues. Milt Stegall coming up. He will not be surprised that Mike Kelly went 10 minutes overtime in his segment from Florida. Mike's watching from Florida. It's all good, Mike. So everything's a little all out of order. What movie was that? You're all out of order!
Oh.
Al Pacino.
Yeah, I can hear him doing it.
What was it? Can somebody help me out on that? The big breaking news, of course, Chris Cuthbert leaving TSN to Sportsnet. We'll get to Milt. Get to that with Milt coming up. And I got a sports update to get to. Yes, guys, I know it's the SJHL draft. I know, guys. I'm broadcasting it with Darren. That's why I'm wearing the SJHL top. But it's Football Fridays. That's what we do. So please, tune in at 1. We'll talk about it then. Let's go down to Atlanta now, where, as Arash Madani said, he does sometimes answer to Milton Stegall. Joins us from Georgia. How you doing, Milt?
I'm doing better than most. Better than most, so I can't complain.
That's good. That's good. Okay, before I get serious, your hashtag paper plates, I was asking the guys in the bunker here where that started, if it was some sort of movement that you were on, and nobody knew. You tweet hashtag paper plates. Yeah, what's the story?
There's only two individuals walking this earth who knows what that means, and that's myself, of course, and my oldest son. So, my wife doesn't even know, so I can't let that information out because she would be disappointed if I let it out to my followers on social media and she didn't know. So, there's, like I said, only my son and myself, we're the only two individuals who knows what paper plates mean.
How often do you get asked?
I get asked a lot, but it's less and less now because I don't even respond when they ask. And I basically respond to 99% of the questions that are asking me. But when they ask me that one, there's no response. So I think people are catching on to it.
Another. Are you surprised to know that Mike Kelly? Oh, he froze. Do we have Milt? He's good. Are you surprised to know surprised to know that Mike Kelly went 10 minutes overtime in his segment?
I'm surprised it was only 10 minutes. I mean, you're talking about the professor, the man can talk. And I don't know if you know this, but Mike Kelly was my first offensive coordinator when
he told us
the CFL to Winnipeg in 95. So I remember first meetings, he was just talking and talking and talking. But he has so much football knowledge in his head. You know, he could have went for another 10 hours if you would have given an opportunity. So not surprised at all.
Milt, all smiles here and just jokes, of course, but I know it's been tough for you. Everybody's talking about what you've been talking about with the racial unrest in America and with your young family and so forth. Is it kind of, what's it been like for you the last 10 days or lifetime?
Yeah. Well, like you say, lifetime. And I guess these last 10 days, it's just been, you know, amplified. It's like somebody just gave it some steroids. It's just growing and growing and growing. But, I mean, I'm optimistic. I want to talk about the future. I'm optimistic. I think this was the, you know, the final drop in the bucket, maybe, and maybe things are going to change. So I'm looking towards the future. You know, I have a 16-year-old and a 15-year-old, almost 16-year-old, and almost a 12-year-old. So I want to be optimistic and say their future is going to be better than what we're dealing right now. So that's the philosophy I have on my mind. I'm trying to forget what happened in the past, not only yesterday, but for the first 50 years of my life. Because there were some, don't get me wrong, majority of it was good, but there were some trying times in there. And I just want to make sure, and hopefully everyone has the same feeling, that we make it better for the youth to come and for the years after that.
And that's for everybody. I mean, I don't know how deep people want us to go on this, but I just personally want to know what I can do, what Darren can do, what everybody can do to help in this cause. What I've realized is, because when I hear racial things said, I bite my lip, walk away, and I get mad. And what I've realized is I need to say something, tell them it's not right, cut them out of my life if that's what I have to do. That's what I think. That's what I've come up with. But what do you think?
You know what? That's important. That's important. And, you know, the things you're doing right now, you have this platform and you allow individuals to come on your platform and talk about what's going on. That's doing its part. You talked about what you were saying right there. You know, you have friends who may be making jokes or whatever it may be. You come up to them and you say what they need to say. And also the most important thing, just having empathy for when individuals tell you or show you what they're going through. A lot of times you have people, let's use, for example, someone may say Black Lives Matter, an individual may say, well, all lives matter. And what we're saying is, we're not saying your life doesn't matter. We just need to tell you that we're going through some hard times and we just want you to have that empathy for us. So the fact, like I say, you have individuals coming on your platform talking about it. You're talking about that, you know, something needs to happen. You and your friends need to make changes. That's the most important thing right there. So I can truly say you're doing your part.
Thank you, Milt. I appreciate that for sure. Coach Kelly is watching. He says, I love you, Milt. Glad you paid attention.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you a story. I've been in Winnipeg like 4 or 5 days before I was going to play my first game, and I just remember he gave me this sheet, and he said, basically, you need to figure out all these coverages right here. And I had no idea what I was looking at. Like, I see 12 men on the paper and everything, but Mike Kelly was a big reason why I was able to figure out the CFL. You know, I had him for like a year and a half, and it took me like a year and a half to figure things out, but he's a big reason why I was able to have all the success I had in the CFL.
I got so much to get to with you. Chris Cuthbert leaving TSN. Can you imagine a CFL without Chris Cuthbert? Because you're going to have to start it today.
Yeah, no. The best in the business. You know, I'm sure they threw a nice piece of change at him because he's just so valuable, what he can do. It was crazy because I would be in the CFL, we're watching the game, he's doing the game, and 2 days later, he's doing an NHL game. It's truly amazing what he's capable of doing, the mind he has, the way he carries himself, and most important, the person he is. That's the main reason he's going to be missed. Of course, yeah, he's great at what he does, but he's just an awesome person. And I think that's what everyone in the TSN family, the CFL, is going to miss about him the most. But we wish him the best. He's going to be great for Sportsnet, and he's going to be great for the NHL.
No doubt. So to some actual football, Milt, the Bombers were supposed to be at the Riders tonight. It would be the second preseason and final for both. Let's just pretend they're playing, because we're going to do a computer simulation of it. The Riders lost in Calgary 27-23 last week in a computer simulation. Cody Fajardo was 4 of 10 with a pick in the first quarter. That's all he worked. What would you like to see Zach play tonight in the preseason finale for the Blue Bombers?
I don't want to see Zach play at all. I don't even want to see Zach practice. Just bring him out for the games. I mean, when he's on the field, he's awesome, but it's just too many times where he's been hurt. So unless he's playing with a bubble around him, he's not playing too much in the preseason. I say in the first preseason game, he takes a snap just to get under center. But besides that, he doesn't need to be out there playing. You know, it's enough when he's playing in the regular season, because in his past, he's just been hurt so much. So we don't want to take any chances. Zach will not see the field. I'll put Wade Miller at quarterback in the preseason before I put Zach out there.
So basically, like, we're saying it's a throwaway game. It's a practice.
It's a throwaway game. It's practice. We're still just trying to evaluate some other players, but we know what we're going to do at quarterback, and Zach is going to be our guy.
You know, when you say you don't want to see him in practice even, I don't know if you're being facetious there, exaggerating or not. Like, have you been in a situation – like, Dunnigan had a lot of injury history too, right? Like, did you ever know a time where the number one guy didn't take all the reps in training camp or
– No. I've never been in a situation like that. I'm sure it's happened before with other teams, but I've never been in a situation like that. And I was exaggerating, of course. I know Zach. He's their guy. He's going to take majority of the reps in practice, hopefully during the regular season. But if he doesn't have to be in there, don't put him in there. And the way his pass has been, I would want to see my second and third guy anyway, just in case Zach gets hurt. So during the preseason, those guys are going to play 99.9% of the time, just in case Zach does get hurt. Of course, you don't want him to get hurt because you know what he's capable of when he's on the field. But just based on his past, there's a chance he's going to get hurt. And you want to make sure your number two and three guy has had some playing time and they're ready to go.
Milt, you're in the Canadian Football Hall of Fame as a player. You could be going as a media member too. And I got to ask you this. As a guy that just watched the CFL from the outside last year, I was disappointed it wasn't a bigger storyline that Zach comes back from after being left for dead and just knocks off the Riders. He knocks off everybody in his hit list, including Hamilton in the Grey Cup. Why is that not a bigger story? Andrew Harris was a bigger story.
Right. Well, you know, Andrew Harris has some controversy behind him, so I think that's the biggest reason why he was a bigger story than Zach. But what Zach was able to do was truly amazing. I mean, he basically set out the entire year because he was injured. And then the Bombers picked him up, and people were criticizing that, including myself, because I was like, well, hold on, you're getting damaged goods. But basically, we don't know what Kyle was thinking, but he got a great guy, and you see what he did once he got in there. They didn't miss a beat. I think he was there for a week, and him and Paul LaPolice was able to form a marriage that went on and won him a Grey Cup. So it was a great story, and I think we would have talked about it, and people would have talked about it more if we would have got this season going. It's unfortunate the Bombers didn't get to experience the ring ceremony and Zach didn't get the flowers he deserved this year. But we'll just have to wait and see if and when this season starts, because I think the people involved, including myself, will give him a lot more love like he should have gotten last year.
Good, because he deserves it. And as you know, I should have teed you up on some of these questions. I was going to lob at you, but I know you can handle it. You're a smart guy. We had a poll. Who is the head coach with the most pressure on him in 2020? I said Craig Dickinson. The viewers said Ryan Dinwiddie. How would you answer that question?
Oh, no, not Ryan. I mean, he's just getting going. I agree with you. Old Dickie, you know, he's a shark in a fish tank. You know, there's a lot of expected of him this year. You got your quarterback. You got him signed to a long-term deal. You basically signed everyone back that you wanted. Your defense intact. You got a great, you know, running game. Everything is set for you to be successful. So I think they gave him a little bit. It's make it to the Grey Cup or nothing. Now, I know it takes a little pressure off of him now with the Grey Cup. It's still a chance he could be in Regina, but maybe not being in Regina takes a little pressure off of him. But those fans and the province of Saskatchewan is expecting a lot out of him, and he needs to get it done.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. I saw the reason that came up with the question is Mike McCarthy's voted the NFL coach with the most pressure. Well, of course, it's the Dallas Cowboys. So it's
the
similar,
Dallas Cowboys, right?
Right, it's a similar thing with the Riders. Two fan questions I'll ask you, Milt, and then I'll let you go. From Alan, our intern, the Asian sensation. He says, hey, Milt, who is your go-to golf partner if you faced off against Damon Allen? Damon's proposed a Canadian The Match, like Phil and Tiger and Peyton and Tom. I don't even know if you're a golfer, Milt, but if you were, who would you want on your team?
Yeah, golfing. I don't like hobbies. I like sports. I know I'm going to get in trouble for that, but who would I want on my team? Because my golf game is so horrible, I would need Jesus to help me out. That's how much help I would need. I'm not a golfer at all. I've golfed maybe 5 or 6 times in my life, and those were all for charity reasons in Winnipeg. So that golfing stuff is just – I'm not a patient person. I would rather go out and run on the track than actually golf. So I haven't slowed down yet, so I don't know how to answer. I'll take you, Rod. How's that sound?
Yeah, let's do it. Well, I don't think I'd be good because I'm with you. I'd rather not spend 4 hours being mad and paying to do it. John in Winnipeg says, and this is the last one, Milt, was there ever serious consideration of you joining another team in your CFL career? And he says to win a Grey Cup. I mean, you came close a couple times in Winnipeg, but did you ever consider other teams?
Well, another team considered me, and it was getting serious in 2005. I mean, we were horrible, and Saskatchewan was pretty decent. And Roy Shivers inquired about trading me over to the Rough Riders. Him and Brendan, they talked a little bit, and Roy actually reached out to me directly. I can say that now because we won't get in trouble. He reached out to me, and we had conversations about possibly getting traded over to the Rough Riders. So I never went in and asked, Lyle or Brendan for a trade, but that was one of the serious opportunities that I had to get traded. Of course, it didn't happen, but hey, you never know what could have happened.
Well, maybe it still could, because Clark's telling me in my ear, you're talking about a comeback. I was unaware of this. How did I miss this? What's the deal?
Yeah, I told my wife I was going to come out of retirement at age 50. I just need one play. I mean, I couldn't take a hit from a tick right now. So as far as getting hit, I can still run, but I couldn't take a hit from a tick. So just some opportunities for me to go out there and play and just catch some long balls. I can do that. I need to catch G. Roy. I think he's like 1,500 yards ahead of me, and I still want to get that record back. So if I can come back this season, I'm a free agent. I mean, the Bombers has first dibs, but I'm a free agent, so I'm going to the highest bidder.
Well, you would look good in green. And you are still, by the way, my daughter's favorite all-time player. So, hey, never say never. Never's a long time, as Gary Echeverry says. Mil,
there it is.
Thanks for the visit, man. Appreciate it. Great to see you again. I hope to see you soon, however it may be. But stay safe, and thanks for the time.
And thank you. And I know you were supposed to have me on longer, but I know Mike Kelly, he took everyone's time. So I'm going to get on Mike about that one. But thanks for having me on anyway.
You betcha. Thanks, Milt. Milt Stegall joining us from Hotlanta, as they say. I get it. Milt Stegall signs a one-day contract to retire as a Rider.
Forget it. I'd sign Milt Stegall to play the season. And I'd say, literally, go and walk. Play the wide side. Just go for a walk until we're ready to throw it deep. He doesn't have to take any hits. He's never come. You're not making him come across the middle. That'd be cool.
He did wear a Rider jersey last year.
He'd sell tickets.
Coach Kelly writing in, come on, man. Coach, you're going to win the rock star of the day. And I have a feeling he will wear the hat. Do you want to grab one of the hats when we come back out of the break?
Sure.
We'll ship it to him in Florida. We're going to need your address, Mike. It's a Football Friday on the Rod Peterson Show, Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition, and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Prairie Mobile is your SaskTel authorized dealer. Whether you're looking for talk, text, or data, shared, unlimited, or business plans, Prairie Mobile will help you find the SaskTel wireless plan that's right for you. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop staffed by PGA of Canada professionals is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Does this look familiar? Your fans deserve an incredible arena experience. It's time for an upgrade. Stunning graphics. Revenue opportunities are just the beginning with our in-venue display systems and scoring technology. Let us help you find the best solution for your facility. DDG, always delivering the best fan experience. Find us at ddgregina.com.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years, and it's been a great experience.
Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now back to the studio with Rob.
Welcome back, everybody. I haven't tweeted it yet, but I will next break, as you can vote on the Rockstar of the Day for Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions. You were supposed to grab a hat, Dupes.
I'm on it.
You don't really have to. You don't have to. People have seen it.
Of course.
But Mike Kelly, everybody's saying he's going to win the vote. He's still watching in Florida right now. Coach Kelly says, it's hard to cover up this bald head, but for you guys, I'm all in. You need to protect yourself from the sun, Coach. You'd think he'd know that.
Yeah.
Down there in Florida. I want to go visit him now.
Well, cross fingers.
For the NFL trip. No, I want to go on another trip. But it'd be great for him to come join us on the show when we do the show live from Miami.
Whatever.
Can we count on you, Coach? The last couple days have turned into an absolute tornado for me, aside from all the other stuff that's going on in the world. And it's not a bad thing at all.
Yeah.
But this SJHL draft's at 1 o'clock, and you're going to be with me. And it's the first time it's ever been on television, ever.
Yeah.
So now it's back to the way my life used to be. It's not bad, but it's a tornado.
Zing, zing, zing.
Right. Where can we watch it? What channel is it on? Why is it not available in our area? You know, the scouts saying, who have you got rated? Lists coming in, which, by the way, those that did send their scouting list, because there is like an SJHL scouting bureau, going through, cross-referencing those players that have went in the dub draft and who will go today. And that's been taking up my time. And I just look at Lynch. I mean, he left here again so dejected. And Lynch is like the microcosm of a lot of people in society right now. He's dejected because doesn't have a life without Rider football. Period. That's not news to anyone.
Everything he does is like, and it makes me understand what other people are going through because I don't feel the same thing. I mean, you and I are pretty good on our own. I mean, I go home, put my feet up. I got lots going on, lots of work to do, or I'm here late. We're very good just, you know, by yourself, by myself, that type of thing. And, you know, our day-to-day hasn't been interrupted a whole lot. It gives us more time to
relax. Very lucky for that.
Very lucky. But John, I mean, he's leaving with his ride, and he's, well, you want to go for, are we going to go for lunch, or what are we going to, it's John and his guys, John, we can't go for lunch. Nothing's open. Not yet, you know? Well, you know, the Rider game. Can't go to the Rider game. Like, everything that he knows about his way of living is kind of gone.
Well, and furthermore, this last year and a half has been nice, of a real nice slowdown for me. And it's picking up again with things that are going on in my life. And it's just, I'm realizing, Coach Kelly gets it. And that's one of the things I wanted to talk to him about. We didn't get time. We will next time. He wrote a column about balance, work-life balance. One of your favorite topics, right?
Yeah.
He wrote a column as it relates to pro football, and we were going to talk about that, but there isn't balance. I don't think that you can't have both. You can, I'm sorry. And actually, that's one thing that I wanted to talk to him about, but it's getting wild again. And I looked at Chris Jones and I saw a hell of a lot of me and Chris Jones in terms of obsession about work, obsession about being number one, obsession about being at the top. And I kind of laugh when I look at Chris Jones. He doesn't strike me as a go-for-lunch kind of guy. He doesn't strike me as a go-for-coffee kind of guy. So when everybody's asking, let's go for lunch, like Lynch, I can't go for lunch. I got 18 calls to return. I got this to do and that to do. I know it's rude. I don't want this cut for later. I'm just going off right now. It's nothing about Lynch. But what I've realized in the last year and a half is most people don't roll like that. I rolled like it for 30 years. And it burns a lot of relationships. It burns a lot of things. I'm kind of hesitant on getting back into that.
Yeah. When you love what you do, work-life balance is never a problem.
For you.
Because
it's for your family, that's the problem.
Right. But because what you, yeah, for you, because when you love what you do, it never feels like work. You don't feel like you're, you know, missing out. But you're right. The family stuff, you know, going for lunches, it's hard when you're sitting there and you actually love what you do. And it's like, let's go for lunch. And you're like, that's an hour, hour and a half.
Can't do it.
And, you know, there. It's like asking somebody to leave a hockey game in the middle of the second period and be like, oh, we should go. We should go and check out a movie or go for a bite to eat. It's like, no, there's still a lot of game left. Because that's where you want to be. But it's hard because everybody else doesn't operate in that same way. And they're like, what are you talking about? Let's go and enjoy the day. Let's go sit on a patio. Let's go and have coffee.
Doesn't happen. So for the last year and a half, I have had that. And I've liked it a lot. So when people, particularly in my family, like, why aren't you applying for this? Why aren't you doing that? Why aren't you? Look, I'm making the same money, if not more, working 10% as hard, and I have no stress. I don't really want to do it anymore. They're just not getting it.
Yeah.
So now, maybe we can go for lunch, but maybe not. Because I won't tell you what's going on in my life, but there's a lot of opportunity to get busier than ever. And I'm sitting here going, I'm not sure that I want to.
Yeah.
I apologize to all of those. I looked down on the Prairie Mobile text line. There's 20 messages here that I haven't got to. Barry in Whitehorse writes in and says, what a fantastic show today. CFL, unbelievable. It has been with the guests. And that's all, Clark, for sure. Mike Kelly and I connected, and I had to get Coach Kelly on. I knew he'd be great, and look what happened.
Yep.
Right? I want to get to the sports update. The NHL has cleared the way for players to participate in limited voluntary workouts starting Monday. Earlier, the league unveiled a 24-team plan if action could resume this summer. The NBA's Board of Governors has approved a 22-team format for restarting the league season in late July at the Disney campus near Orlando. The format calls for each team playing 8 games to determine playoff seeding and a possible play-in tournament for the final spot in the Eastern and Western Conference postseason fields. Patrick Mahomes, Saquon Barkley, and Michael Thomas are among more than 12 NFL stars who sent a passionate video message to the league about racial inequality. The 72nd video was released on social media platforms last night. Also included were Odell Beckham Jr., Deshaun Watson, Ezekiel Elliott, Jamal Adams, Stephon Gilmore, DeAndre Hopkins, and many others. This sports update for Wendell Clark's Classic Bar and Grill, corner of Idlewild and Circle Drive in Saskatoon. They feature free citywide delivery and curbside pickup. See their Facebook page for their takeout menu. Doyle's just going nuts getting ready for Monday in the reopen and open to 50% capacity at Wendell Clark's in Saskatoon. But it is Fish Friday. It's the best fish and chips you'll ever have. Who cares that we're nowhere near the ocean? It's the best fish and chips I've ever had anywhere, and that includes by the ocean at Wendell Clark's. Order it tonight. It's Fish Friday. We will come back for overtime, and we are not slowing down. Let's put it that way. We'll continue the rant and other things. We'll talk about the rock star of the day. Lots to get to right after this. It's the Rod Peterson Show, Facebook Live, Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work, follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now.
It's time to change the way we do business.
Because it's time to focus on staying safe and healthy.
At Capital Ford, we've taken steps to help customers with buying, selling, and servicing vehicles.
It's time to shop online, test drive at home, and let us know when you need servicing.
We'll pick up your vehicle and return it to you when it's fixed at no extra charge.
It's time to serve our community.
It's time to flatten the curve.
Join us online at CapitalFordLincoln.com.
Stay safe.
Be kind to each other.
And wash your hands.
IKS Live. IKS Live. Western Canada's premier production services company. LED. LED sign rentals. Video. Video production. Event management. Look no further than IKS Live. Visit our website. IKS Live. Always the best seat in the house. IKS Live.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Okay. All right. We're back for overtime, and we're not going to go too far overtime because I got to get over to the soundstage, as do you, to broadcast this SJHL draft. The question we had in the break, because I'm tweeting right now, who's Friday's RP show rock star of the day? And I said we had five guests. So who gets dropped? And you're saying just give it by acclamation to Mike Kelly, which is probably no, but it's fun to have the vote. Plus, sure we is. Need the sponsor tweet.
Well, you can give the sponsor tweet. I know we need the vote.
Listen, Arash will have to take a knee this week on this visit, okay? Because this is what I'm going to put on. John Frenzy, Mike Kelly. Here are your options, and you can vote on Twitter right now, our Twitter poll. John Frenzy, Mike Kelly, Morley Scott, and Milt Stegall. It's tough. Got to cut somebody out. That's not a good feeling.
No.
And maybe John Frenzy should take a knee.
That's kind of what
I was a little annoyed at Frenzy today. Clark agrees.
Time up.
Okay, Frenzy's taking a knee. But for what? Still time left on the clock. Okay, I'm about to hit send on the tweet. You can vote. We all know Mike Kelly's going to win anyways. And we got to get to his address down there in Florida and to ship him his Rockstar of the Day hat for Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions. But what did you have? Anything?
You know, great show, good week. It's just, you said it was like a whirlwind around here
all day.
And it has been for like the week, but the Chris Cuthbert stuff is super interesting. And now the debate's raging about, you know, where he fits in all-time broadcasters and saying he's the best in the country.
The GOAT.
And he's not going to Sportsnet to do secondary games. Well, he's not taking Jim Houston's job. He's not going to do the prime time, but he's going to do Hockey Night in Canada. So I believe, but Jim Houston and Chris Cuthbert going back to back every night during the playoffs, which is exciting. I loved when Cuthbert was on Hockey Night in Canada, so that's pretty cool. And you check out his bio on Twitter now; it says Sportsnet rookie, Hockey Night in Canada veteran. So that's
kind of, you were on that fast.
That's pretty cool. So he's already got it changed, his Twitter handle. Chris Cuthbert at Sportsnet, and it's an interesting day in sports. It really is. That's a big landscape shift in the business of sport. You know, you look at the competition between TSN and Sportsnet. We do that all the time, the way we love following the business. This is a big move.
I certainly do. Monty in Saskatoon writing in and telling me to get off my iPhone. Monty, you know what you need to do. Paul said it here a while back. He goes, what is it about you, Rod, that everybody thinks they're entitled to tell you what to do and how to do it? I don't know. It's damn annoying.
Makes for good entertainment, though, when you shove it down their throat, which we enjoy, too. And I think they'd enjoy it, too. They enjoy hearing it. I think they just poke you so that you can yell at them a little bit.
I guess
kinda
so.
Kind of sadistic, but...
If you had the all 24 cam, as they say it in football, the cam, the eye in the sky, he's on his phone 800 times more than me. You just don't see him.
I know.
And I was tweeting the poll. And by the way, rightly or wrongly, my life is in here as a guy that does run a couple of businesses and does do social media consulting. It's here. Monty says he's yelling at you. Business of the week. Business of the week. What did we decide we were going to do? Wendell Clark? You said a restaurant.
Wendell Clark.
Oh, it was... Okay, we're going to split it.
Okay.
The Tap and Wendell Clark's. Because you just said Wendell's and he said the Tap. Or the other way around. I can't remember.
It's all good.
The Tap. We got the gift cards here. Tanner in White City. I haven't sent yours out yet because I didn't know for sure when the restaurants were going to be open. But the Tap, they've been crushing out pizza. And they will all weekend long. The delicious Vern's Pizza. I had their phone number up. I read it earlier. They've been in Regina for how many years? 20-plus years. The Tap, corner of Rysdale and Pasqua. Monday, open to 50% capacity. I think we were on the air 1 week, and the Tap came to us and said, Rod, how do we get involved? We want to support you. So we're trying to support them by being the MySask 411 Business of the Week. And the exact same thing goes for Wendell Clark's in Saskatoon. I don't really remember how that relationship came about.
Yeah, I don't know, but they're big fans, and they watch the show all the time. And
vice versa.
And vice versa. We're big fans of theirs, right? It just, those are the greatest partnerships, right? When you really love each other and you support each other, that's when it's the best. And, yeah, it's pretty great with those two.
I say like us with our sponsors is like Jerry Maguire and Rod Tidwell at the end that made everybody else jealous that saw. So I would say everybody in southern Saskatchewan, if you're coming into the city beginning Monday, check out the Tap, provided that there's room. And for those in north central Saskatchewan, check out Wendell Clark's in Saskatoon. And, of course, for the MySAS 411 app, it works just like GPS. It works just like Google, but it's Saskatchewan-centric. We connect Saskatchewan businesses. It's on the main, what do you call it, your favorites?
Yeah.
On the bottom of my phone, you type in your location, you type in the type of business you're looking for, and they all come up on there. So thank you to Direct West. Thank you to... The Tap and Wendell Clark's for all being in this thing together. Yep. We'll see you Monday. Clark has it here. Jim Hobson will be on the program. James Wilder Jr., Tory Gurley, and Kyle Williams of your Saskatchewan Rattlers. I've known Kai a very long time, and I can't wait to see him on the court with the Rattlers. We'll see you Monday at 10 right here on Facebook Live.
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.